joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette and Professor Liz Skilton, who is Assistant Professor of History at the University, here to talk about H2O Louisiana, an examination of Louisiana's relationship with water. And as we talk today, the rain is falling outside. And we've been talking about some of the interesting synchronicities of topics and things appearing lately about water. It is hurricane season, of course, and that puts everybody in mind of water danger and, of course, the floods just recently in New Orleans over this past weekend. So a lot of people have a lot to think about and say about water. Your symposium is next Monday, a week from today. Pretty fascinating setup of panel discussions and speakers as well. So how did, I mean, obviously this is a topic of great interest to people. How did you decide to actually have the symposium this year?
Well, so the Center for Louisiana Studies hosts an annual symposium, and we switch out the topics. We want to address things that are relevant in the community. That we kicked it off with the gun violence symposium, and last year we focused on women, and this year, because of all of the rain and water events that happened last fall and earlier in the spring, we recognized that water was really a topic we should address sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. And that's when we wrote Liz in.
Your specialty is environmental history.
That's correct.
And you mentioned that your dissertation was on hurricanes?
It is. And my forthcoming manuscript is also on how we respond to natural disaster, particularly hurricanes. And a lot of that response has to do with how these events impact us. They're often very rapid. They're unexpected. And so when Jennifer contacted me to talk about water, I said, well, we have to focus on the 2016 floods. So it will be at a one-year mark. I think we should have a symposium that celebrates or at least commemorates what was a highly traumatic event for this region. And doing it at this August window would definitely mark that moment. Now, obviously, New Orleans kind of brings that back around with the recent floods this weekend and this discussion of how water impacts the larger state, not just the Acadiana region. And I think it's really fitting that we're having this symposium that is going to focus on water throughout the state and our relationship to it on this Monday, just a week after the New Orleans flooding and in that one-year window for the 2016 floods.
Right. Well, I and I think a lot of people out in the audience suddenly have 1,000 questions for you about hurricanes, I'm sure, in your research, but we'll have to have you back to talk about that because that in itself is just a fascinating subject for people in Louisiana. But you, in this symposium, are dealing with many aspects of water and our relationship to water in the state. So where did you begin? How did you start putting together a list of discussion topics and your keynote speaker? How did refine that idea? What did you decide you needed to have in this symposium?
Well, we recognize that Liz would be the foremost expert to bring in and put together this conference. And so she is our conference chair. And we first sat down and just talked very pie in the sky, like, you know, if you had all the money in the world, what could we do here? And what topics would we discuss and things like that? And John Barry's name was at the top of the list. And he was available. And then from there, we had the call for papers. And then...
Yeah, I knew that there would be plenty of people interested
in participating
in the symposium, whether speaking or at least attending. And I was really pleased that with just the initial round for call for papers, going out to academics in the region, focusing on anything related to Louisiana water, we were just kind of overwhelmed by the response. So there's a lot of work being done on water in this region. It's not necessarily surprising to anybody who lives here, but as an academic, it was really cool to see how many people responded to the call for papers and the variety of presenters that are going to be spotlighted at the symposium. So we have people that are professors in geography, biology, lawyers, civic leaders, those that were in positions of governmental power at the time of the floods, for instance. So it's a wide range of presenters, and capping it off on kind of both ends, we have historians, of course, so my specialty, right? Got to get them in there.
Keeping an eye on what's been going on, because if we don't remember it, we have a tendency to think this is a very special, unique situation, when actually we can learn from so many people in the past and how they've dealt with that. So the topic of water affects and interests many different professions. That's interesting to hear the list of professions you're talking about, not just scientists, but lawyers. And, you know, I think people could start realizing how that affects their work and how often what they do is affected by damage and effects of water on people too. So you did mention John Barry's name, and I'm sure that has suddenly sparked a lot of interest among people out there who have read his book. Is the symposium open to anyone who would like to register first? I guess we need
to. Absolutely.
Yes. So it's not just for academics or people in the field. So anyone listening to this and finding themselves interested by the topic and the speakers could register for the symposium.
That's correct. And we did actually just open another block of seats, because over the weekend we reached our initial 125-seat max. So we're very excited by the response, and we're hoping that we can accommodate everybody else who wants to join us.
And where will the symposium take place?
It's at Light. It's over on Cajun Dome Boulevard, and we'll be in their large auditorium. And I'm really excited about the range of presentation types that this program has.
Right. Well, let's go through the day then, because it takes place over one day. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for people to set aside some time, perhaps get a day off of work and attend the symposium next Monday, August 14th. So you start off with you and Michael Martin are going to open up the symposium. And,
that's correct.
And then what will happen after that?
After that, we're going to move into our first session, which is entitled Living in Water. And this is more of an overview of what it's like to live and to negotiate circumstances related to water in Louisiana. So we've got a historian, a geographer, and a biologist that will all be kind of speaking about this overall concept of what it's like to live in water from a historical perspective. And then after that, we're going to move into another session on representations of water. And this really looks at this kind of larger perspective from a community perspective on water and how we experience it. A lot of the presenters in this session will be talking about community representations of water via art and music and literature. So it's a wide smattering of people that will be presenting in that.
Could you mention some of the names? They're pretty interesting people who involved in this panel.
Absolutely. From UL Lafayette in particular, we have Mark DeWitt and Michael McClure. Michael Ebel. Sorry, I always pronounce them wrong. And then we've got a panel that one presenter will be speaking from that's drawn from people from Ohio State University, UL Lafayette, some LSU, and then other places. So.
You're mentioning architects,
yes.
A novelist, a visual artist, Michael Ebley, and Mark DeWitt, obviously in traditional music. Mm-hmm. So many songs about floods and water here in Louisiana, and not just in Louisiana, but anywhere where you might have flooding. And what a fascinating panel you all put together.
Yeah,
there.
Right?
It is fabulous. So that is the late morning session on Monday. Again, if you attend it for nothing else, this session is pretty amazing. And then you have lunch, which is a part of the
Well, it'll be lunch
day.
On your own.
Okay, so people can go wherever they like.
They can leave, and come back.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then when people come back, the session is called Contestations Over Water. What is that about?
Absolutely. So I mentioned earlier that we have several lawyers who will be presenting, in addition to Scott Hemmerling, who's at the Water Institute, which is in Baton Rouge. This session really looks at the legal policy related to water in the state of Louisiana. And Louisiana law is an interesting field in and of itself.
Mm-hmm,
And so these scholars are going to be unpacking some of the recent legal discussions of water and how we manage water in this state.
Planning to have a question and answer period after that?
I believe that that is the plan.
I can think of a number of people who would have some very good questions for lawyers and people who understand the legal issues in the state of Louisiana. So what a great panel again that you put together. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Liz Skilton, who is Assistant Professor of History here at UL Lafayette, and Jennifer Ritter Guidry, who is with the Center for Louisiana Studies. They have put together, and I believe you are the symposium chairman, Liz, put together a symposium called H2O Louisiana, an examination of Louisiana's relationship with water that will be held a week from today. They have opened up new seats. They filled up initially, and the interest has been so great that they've opened up new seats at the Light Center for next Monday. And I think those people listening can understand why with these topics and speakers and specialists who will be there. And then where do you go from there? Where do you go after the legal issues?
Past that session, we are going to do something different and show a documentary, which has been recently released by Sam Hyde of Southeastern Louisiana University, in addition to some collaborators for this particular documentary. And I'm really excited about this documentary. It's called American Crisis, American Shame, The National Consequence of Coastal Erosion in Louisiana. So we're moving from the legal perspective on negotiations of water to this discussion of coastal erosion, which is definitely something that Louisianans are combating on all fronts. Mm-hmm. At this point in time. So I'm excited that this documentary is going to premiere here or be shown here, and I think others will be too. And then past that, we're going to move into our final session of the day. And this one, of course, kind of hits home with my research in particular and with this one-year anniversary of the floods of last August. The session is simply called the 2016 Acadiana Floods. And this session was put together by Kim Goodall of the Watermark Alliance and features everyone from people in engineering to the St. Martin Parish president at the time, Guy Cormier, and Kim Goodall herself. So we're going to be hearing about the 2016 floods from people who are very much either doing research on them right now, and so they'll be presenting some of their preliminary results, or those that were directly in the position of negotiating how best to respond to the floods. So I think that this is a fitting end to a symposium on Louisiana water and for the day. And it also cues up our keynote, which we are just really thrilled about. And I'm going to let Jennifer talk about our keynote.
Oh, okay.
John M. Barry.
Yes. Yes. I mean, just getting him to come down and be a part of our conference is just so exciting. Mm-hmm. So we're really thrilled that he could come. He's really excited to be here. He's hoping to spend another day or so in the area doing and conduct some of his own research. So, yes, you know, you can come for the whole day. You can come for the keynote. The registration is very straightforward. You don't have to designate what part of the day you're coming for. We hope you can join us for all of it, but we understand that people have other commitments and responsibilities that they have to tend to. So,
remind us, for those people listening who may not have read his book, who he is and why that book had such an impact.
Well, John Barry is the author of Rising Tide, The Great Mississippi River Flood of 1927 and How It Changed America. He's also a former member of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority and the Louisiana Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. And so he's been very instrumental in developing policy and addressing issues concerning the water and the inundation of water and the management of water throughout the state.
So he wasn't just a casual nonfiction writer who decided to produce this book and that was it. It had a huge impact, and he has continued to focus on that topic and as you said, try to create policy and affect policy as well. It was a beautifully written book, and I think so many of us remember that moment when it came out and we read it, and something suddenly was illuminated. And there was a shift in our understanding of Louisiana and its relationship to the Mississippian water. So that was quite an interesting moment in time and brought a lot of knowledge to many of us here, as this symposium may for many who thought they understood it or just becoming aware of the issue. This is a great way to immerse yourself in that topic. Again, if you've just tuned in, my guests put together H2O Louisiana, an examination of Louisiana's relationship with water, a symposium that will take place next Monday at the Light Center in Lafayette. It's an all-day symposium, but as Jennifer said, you can come for all of it, or you can, you know, come for the morning or afternoon, however you'd like to arrange that. Do people need to register ahead of time? It does sound like it, since
we do. Yes. Yes. At this point, you want to be able to reserve your seat. So please go to Eventbrite.com. You can look us up, or you can just type in h2ola.eventbrite.com. It'll take you directly to the events page, and you can register there. It is free and open to the public, but we do
people need to register.
We do,
so you know.
Yes, we would highly encourage you to register so that you do have your seat reserved for you. And also, we've built out this program so much, you know, and we. It's so interdisciplinary. It's super exciting. We'll also have an exhibit in the lobby. Brandon Ballingy's portable museum exhibit on Gulf of Mexico biodiversity. And then there will also be Liz's History Harvest, what they have just gathered this coming weekend through the public history students' efforts. And she can tell you more about that. But that'll be on display as well.
Okay. The History Harvests have been going on for a while through the public history program, in particular at UL Lafayette. They've gathered a lot of interesting local cultural information. But you're doing them particularly in regards to water and flooding right now. You collected some already, and you'll have another harvest this coming Saturday, I believe. So
Absolutely.
What are you asking for? What kinds of things or stories are you asking people for?
Yeah. So our history harvests have focused on themes in the past, Creole or Cajun culture, artifacts from this region in particular, so Acadiana history. This summer, we're focused on disaster. And as part of that, we're doing two harvests this weekend focused on the 2016 floods. One will be here in Lafayette at the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm between 8 a.m. and 12 noon on Saturday. You can stop by and do a brief oral history interview with us, all voluntary. And we're also going to be creating an interactive exhibit of people's flood experiences kind of on the go with it. We have a Polaroid camera. We're going to ask people to come with a picture on their phone of their flood experience, and we'll take a Polaroid picture of your phone. So kind of going old school with new technology. And I was trying to think of what people would have on hand without having to dig through any records. And I think everybody pretty much has a photo on their phone of their flood experience from last August. I know that I do. From there, we're going to take these Polaroids and then be able to geotag or map them in an interactive display a little bit later on. But for the immediate present, we're going to have people pin them up on a Lafayette map so we can visually see people's flood experiences, all from their own individual impressions. So we'll be collecting oral histories, so 5-minute interviews on your experience with the flood, asking questions about where were you when it happened, how did it affect you, what type of flooding did you have, all very simple questions. And then we'll also be doing this interactive exhibit.
What was the response to the one you did this past weekend? What kinds of stories? What sort of range of stories?
Well, this
did
is
you
the
get?
First on the floods that we'll be doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had one in July that focused on the Grand 16 theater shooting incident, and we had
That's
a really
right. it's about disasters.
Really good turnout to the July event as well, and collecting community experiences and memories of that particular the disaster. And I'm hoping that we'll have the same, if not more, probably with this August flood commemoration event. And then we'll be set up on Sunday in Baton Rouge to do the same with the Baton Rouge community. So we'll be able to map experiences from both both communities with this particular incident.
So people can go to the horse farm this coming Saturday, 8 to 12, or how
8
long?
8 to 12 will be there. It'll only take you 5 to 7 minutes, so you'll be able to enjoy the farmer's market, and we're so thankful to them that they're going to allow us to set up and take these mini oral histories. From there, your 5 to 7 minute interview will then be transcribed and donated to the Center for Louisiana Studies, where it'll be on file for future researchers looking to compare experiences with other disasters, particularly floods. So this is how we as historians gather our data. So looking back at the 1927 flood that John Barry's book very much talks about, oral history is one of those ways that we are able to gauge community experience and memory. And we're going to be doing that here with the 2016 floods. So we hope people come out and share their story for 5 to 7 minutes. My students, so UL Lafayette Public History Program, they'll be out there collecting them.
Pretty amazing program, yeah. Creating some great scholars and professional historians. And just think how much richer John Barry's book would have been had there been these kinds of oral histories available to us all of those different experiences from individuals. And so those of us who can contribute to the history harvest are adding to the knowledge and understanding and perhaps solutions in the future to all of these issues that you all are making available to all of us to reflect on and understand a little bit better. That's this coming Monday is the symposium. If you'd like to participate in the History Harvest, it's Saturday at the Horse Farm, 8 until 12. The symposium will be from 8:30 in the morning till 7:30 in the evening. but that's includes...
Lots of breaks in between panels, yeah. And lots of different presentations to break the day up.
Yes. Right, and also the exhibits and then John Barry's keynote speech in the evening. Is there, you mentioned that there's an Eventbrite site, but is there a place they can go for a complete listing of all of the topics and panels?
The program is on the Eventbrite site.
It is on the Eventbrite site. So if you go there, you can find that complete listing or call the Center for Louisiana Studies and they can help direct you if you can't find that page as well. Thank you both for your work in putting this symposium together and really mirroring the interests and concerns of the people in our community. Liz Skilton, who is Assistant Professor of History at UL Lafayette, is the chair of the